producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Super Don, if you got your ears on, I want to, you know how you got me singing yesterday on the air? You opened the show, you said, here's the Blue Oyster Cult song I want you to sing. And as I'm going to air, I didn't sing it, but I want to sing that Elton John tune, I'm Still Standing. That's what's coming through right now, but I'm not going to do it. I don't think I can nail an Elton John song the way I nailed Blue Oyster Cult. I'm just thinking. I will spare the audience as we open up today's Robert Scott Bell Show. And the reason why I'm Still Standing is coming back from through me right now is, one, I don't know the name of the show, but it's like a late show that he does this karaoke carpool or something. He'll pick up a celebrity singer and he'll sing with them, and he did the Elton John thing. But yesterday, after the Vicasa Expo, I thought, okay, I have been on such a tear going to Colorado, staying up all hours of the day or night, traveling across country, sleeping a few hours barely, getting up, doing the whole thing again, and then getting through home, a few hours, back out, lecture. I was thinking, okay, this is the rebound. This is where you finally go, oh, I made it. And if you've ever been there where you've been wound tight and you're just trying to get through it all, and then you let go, and then suddenly it hits you. And my wife and kids have been a little bit under the weather over the past week, a little sniffle, that kind of thing. And I think it was a week ago, Saturday or so, a little more than a week ago, I was outside all day under the chemtrail sky. And I thought, oh, man, this doesn't portend good things. But I did extra things for my liver the entire week right through this. Lots of selenium, lots of the lymphatic detox from King Bio, just anything I could do to keep going. And here I am. And I'm still here, and I'm sort of still standing. Not to say I couldn't use a little more rest at this point, but we're gonna rock it out. Now, Patrick, did we get Morgan on the line? Our millennial Morgan, is she with us yet? Let me know, because I'm not getting any feedback from anybody. I feel like I'm all alone in this world. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We also have advanced medicine today. Oh, I'm hearing something. I heard something, and I don't know what I heard. We've got Advanced Medicine today. We're going to have a surprise Where's Waldo edition of Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar, if all goes well. He's far, far away. He's into tomorrow, and I'll explain that a little bit later. We also have a big question of the day on a lot of things, so complicated that I'm going to have to take a whole segment on a question of the day. So don't think if you submit a question through the website at robertscottbell.com, I'm going to ignore you. Eventually, we'll get to you. And I know some people, it's never enough, but we try to do our best. Did you see the Super Bowl yesterday, Super Don? Can Super Don hear me? Patrick? He should be able to, all right. Well, I'm not hearing him back, so I will carry on. I saw, and do you have Morgan on the line? Okay, but pot her up if she's there.
Hello, hello.
Hey, there's
hello.
Don.
Can you guys hear me?
Yay, Morgan. Well, like I said, I think you guys are playing out how I feel in terms of exhaustion and slowly joining the show here. But Morgan, I appreciate you so much yesterday when we were together at the Vicasa Expo, because you and Ed were just terrific in supporting me as I lectured, and we did a great broadcast together. And I don't.
So fun to be
Yeah, we had a great time. And I didn't know if you went back and watched the Super Bowl. I know I'm not super into it, but I wanted to see a good game. And, of course, I have something to talk about because it's a consciousness shifter in many ways when people watch this thing. I want to see what we're all being exposed to, how we might be programmed. And I found what was more interesting were the commercials.
The famous Super Bowl commercials. Millions and millions of dollars in advertising.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's $5 million for a 30-second spot. You know, they want some results for that. And it ranged from funny to absurd to, huh? I can't believe what I saw. And I think one of the most interesting things, and the commercial that I found, I on one level the most outrageous, but also it made me laugh the most, and I didn't know if I was, like, shouldn't laugh. Not that I asked permission for these things, but I'm looking at myself going, man, that was really funny, but I didn't expect that at all, was a Doritos commercial. Did you see the Doritos commercial with the guy that the woman is getting an ultrasound, got a pretty developed baby in the oven, so to speak, and the man is just holding this Dorito, moving this Dorito around in the ultrasound, showing the little baby in the womb moving around to try and eat the Dorito. Did you see that one?
Hello?
Yeah. Don, are you there?
Super Don, can you hear us? I think he's in the womb coming out trying to find the Dorito chip because he still doesn't hear us.
Maybe if we wave the Dorito by the power of the snack, he will hear.
Well,
I mean, I give them so much credit for the creativity, and as a marketing person myself, I love a good creative ad, and I always imagine how much fun it must be to be on those teams that sit around the table and think, man, how can we keep people talking after the Super Bowl is over? Because the amount of people who actually see the commercials during the Super Bowl is probably 50-50. Somebody's up getting more wings or something. But
right.
You know that they're going back and watching on YouTube and watching, reading the reviews and everybody's talking about on Twitter the next day. So,
that one got
a lot of feedback.
In this case, really, what was so shocking, Morgan, was at the end of this commercial, toward the end, suddenly the wife gets upset with the husband, and rightly so. Stop fooling around, right? Making this baby do all these crazy gymnastics in my belly. She throws the Dorito, and suddenly the shot goes back to the ultrasound picture, and this kid takes a leaping jump right out of the womb, and you don't see it happen, but you know it shows you through the ultrasound, and then you see these three faces, the ultrasound technician, the wife, and the husband, mother and dad, going, ah, and I was going, ah, I mean, I literally reacted the same way, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. But what I didn't expect was that a pro-abortion group would be upset with this. Absolutely, absolutely, I don't know if it's apoplectic, but they're mad at the Doritos Super Bowl ad for actually humanizing a baby before it's born. That, I guess, I didn't expect that.
Right? It's so interesting because if you are a part of that camp, your brain naturally goes to that direction, I would guess. You know? Whereas if you are in the camp that sees a human fetus as an unborn baby, you know, so many moms and dads now will name the baby, right, after only a couple of months. So to them, they probably didn't think that direction at all. They just thought it was a funny ad about a baby popping out after a Dorito.
Yeah. No, I mean, the thing that would have concerned me was not that they're giving life to this baby before it's officially born, which, you know, believe me, life is not just about being outside of the mother. But again, the contentious nature of this, and we talked off the air about this, Morgan, is that abortion is so contentious because on one hand, you have people that don't believe the baby is alive until it leaves the body, the mom, and then others that believe it's alive the moment of conception. So if you have that belief, you can understand. You may disagree on either side, but you should understand that that's where they may be coming from. Now, that's why we can't debate and win a debate on this. People have their belief systems, and that's something where I didn't really want to go, but to get outraged over a Dorito commercial that was supposed to be absurdist and funny. Now, what was really, if I wanted to be mad as a man, I should say they made the man look ultra stupid. I mean, come on. What kind of numbnut? If that really happened, I guess men are that kind of goofy that would go, hey, look, the baby's moving when I'm doing this, so do some more of this, right? That's what men do. So I got to admit, we do stupid things like that. But, you know, not for GMO Doritos. Come on. Let's step out of the GMO bandwagon here.
Well, it's kind of funny because I did read an article today about how the real babies of the Super Bowl or the real losers of the Super Bowl were the men, and that a lot of the ads, including the Kevin Hart ad and the, what was the other one about the,
oh, wait, don't tell me. I think I know the ad you're talking about. Listen.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy.
The latest hashtag baby. Trending on Twitter.
Yeah. That kind of weirded me out, and I don't get weirded out easy. That was like a Tim Burton commercial or Tim Burton movie on acid. I mean, puppy monkey baby combination. What were they selling? They were selling some kind of high octane caffeinated soda, and I thought, this is not the height of humanity at this point. If people were going to respond to this to buy more of it, now, if the company that did it wanted attention, they succeeded in that. But man, that was an eerie commercial.
Well, and it really kind of goes back to what's most important. Is it conveying what your product is about, or is it just being talked about? Kind of that old adage, any publicity is good publicity. I mean, my favorite commercial out of the whole thing was the Ryanville Hyundai commercial. Ryanville with Ryan Reynolds, where he's a clone of himself, and these two girls are driving down the street, and every cop, the guy the cop's pulling over, the man doing stuff on the sidewalk, are all right.
I remember that. I know we were talking about this earlier today, Morgan. I completely forgot about that commercial, and so did Superdawn. And I'm thinking we were so heterosexual at that moment that we didn't pay attention to it. It was like, hey, that's not a distraction for us. And then I saw the halftime feature, and I saw... What's the guy's name? Bruno Mars. That guy dances better than Beyonce. I was blown away with he's moving like Michael Jackson.
Rob, I think we're going to have to revoke your heterosexual man card right about now.
Okay. No, I'm man enough to admit, man, that guy can dance. I'm just saying. But anyway, Morgan, I know that you have a marketing view as well as you're your assistant producing the show. So I really wanted to hear your perspective on this. There's one more thing about women's brains being wired to gain weight. If you can hold on, I want to talk to you about that if you don't have to run away.
I can hang on.
Okay. Morgan's going to stick with us. We'll see if we can reach Super Don. He might be watching Super Bowl commercials. I'm not sure. I know he wanted to unload on one of them. All right, folks. RobertScottBell.com. The notes are up. We're going to get into some real healing, too, when we get to the question of the day on neuropathy and more.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, I think we got super done. But as I said, if it's not going to affect my body, it seems to play itself out in the radio show. The audio, something will go goofy with wiring or who knows what. But Super D, you with us?
I'm here.
Okay. I thought, you know, you were being muscled out by Morgan. And by the way,
no.
I'm so tired, Morgan, I should call you, I don't know, Marion or Melissa or, you know, any number of names that I goof up on when I get this tired. But so far, so good. So, Super D, we did the Super Bowl commercials without you. I really wanted you in on that segment. So if there's anything you can be pithy about, I'm going to give you some leeway here because it was of no fault of your own that we couldn't hear from you last segment.
Well, listen, there are two commercials that stand out, and I don't know if you covered these two, but obviously the Doritos commercial, I think,
yep,
was the winner of the evening.
That one.
I had to go back, and I laugh every time I watch that. And then, of course, the weird, creepy one with the Minotaur, whatever, monkey, baby.
Yes, we played the audio for people.
Whatever.
It was Tim Burton on steroids.
Listen, marketing works. What are most people talking about today? What the heck was that thing on TV last night? So,
right.
Say what you will about it. I enjoyed the game. Lady Gaga, I was expecting much less. I thought she did a pretty good job singing the national anthem.
Right.
And aside from all of the crazy stuff that I've seen out there about how, you know, the Super Bowl is, you know, controlled by the Illuminati, and if you watch it, you're going to turn into a pumpkin or something.
Yeah.
I thought it was good and it was fun and, you know, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but you were upset about the pro-abortion groups just being upset about the Doritos ad.
Am I upset about that? Listen, I've become old and jaded and you know, I mean, after watching these types of things go on for as long as I have, listen, people are going to get offended. And, you know, if it's not one side, it's the other of every debate on everything. Mm-hmm. People, I think, spend way too much time trying to read into everything they see on TV, the advertisements, the movies, the television shows. Listen, I will say that there are messages. There are phones ringing, too. There are messages. There are conspiracies. There are there's subliminal messages and all that stuff. But you have to learn how to be able to see through that matrix.
I agree. That's it. That's the point, isn't it, Super D? That you were always going to be, let's say, affected to some degree, but we can block it when we can see through it. Once you see through the language of the matrix, it doesn't have the same impact on you.
And I think the perfect place to be, and I feel like I'm not being arrogant, but I feel like I've reached that kind of nirvana place where I can enjoy the exposable, disposable, you know, fun of TV and radio and movies. Take the fun part, leave the rest, and
right.
Just move on.
You know? And you're not turned into a demonic pretzel.
No, at least I don't think I am.
No, I don't think
you
are.
Only on Friday nights.
Okay. Morgan, I know I asked you to hold on here just a couple of minutes here because there's a story about scientists are saying that women's brains are wired to gain weight, just blame the hormones. As I'm reading this story that was published in the journal Molecular Metabolism, it turns out that they're really looking at the effect of obesity drugs targeting the activity of hormones that are unique, perhaps, in women. So this really isn't a study that says women are wired to get fat. It's like, how do we alter drugs so that women will take them?
You had me worried there when I first saw that article. No, all of the diets are a lie.
Yeah, then it doesn't matter. You can eat anything. I'm only wired to be fat, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Just let Ed know what he can expect in years to come. But, no, it was interesting because, as you have said, you really do have to be careful about what types of drugs or kind of off-the-radar supplements you're taking and what they're purporting to do and what they're actually doing within your own body, because it sounds like this particular drug is supposed to attach to certain hormones or react to certain hormones that are different in men and women. Is that what it's talking about?
Yeah, basically. I mean, the thing is that the study that I'm claiming, or the headline says it's harder for women to lose weight. It's a bogus headline. It's a headline designed to, again, maybe you're like a Super Bowl commercial with a rubber baby buggy bumpers on a monkey's head, and they get attention, but it isn't about that. It's about, well, how do we develop a drug specifically for women, designer drugs for women. Morgan, thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you for joining us for a little Super Bowl discussion, too.
Great to chat with you guys. Have a good night. We'll talk.
All right, keep rocking the health world with us. Super D is here. We got a big question of the day next as well. And Rubio on repeat. What does that mean?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vance Madison coming up today, or maybe a little bit earlier, with a question of the day in a moment that I will tackle. I had a great time at the Vacasa Expo. Thanks to all our new listeners coming on board after that. And remember, folks, if you're not sure about the Zika virus, go listen to our archives over the last few days. We now have an archive landing page at robertscottbell.com. Thank you to Super Don. Through the SoundCloud, we've got an easier access so you can get right to it. Superdome, let me ask you, is there an RSS feed aligned with that yet, or is it just a matter of just going to that page and playing, pressing play or downloading or however it works?
No, we actually do have an RSS feed now with the SoundCloud platform that we've got. So every time something gets added to that, if you're subscribed to the RSS feed, you'll automatically get it.
All right. So I know folks have been clamoring for that because, you know, since Natural News Radio switched to Talk Network as well, I mean, GCN has been our staple as well. And it just depends on where people like to listen to it. We like to be able to provide all of these platform outlets. I know some of you are into iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. Epic Times with Jerry Doyle. Some of you are listening across the pond at UKHealthRadio.com. So I rather have more access than less because this information, to me, is very important in empowering the people of planet Earth, those who are ready to bring that healing back into their lives on all levels, including political. Yes, political. Did I say political? Oh, no, everybody, tune out. Robert Scavell's going political. No, I'm not really, not really. But I think I actually have lost a lot of interest since there's no Rand Paul, because at least Rand Paul would bring some level of constitutionality to the discussion.
Rand never got there. You know,
no, he, I mean,
he started off, and a lot of people thought that he was, you know, he was going to be, you know, the headliner, and he got dwarfed by the craziness of Trump, and you know, Trump has pretty much pushed everybody aside. And then if you notice in Iowa. You had Trump, and you had, what's the guy that looks like the guy from the Munsters?
Who's the Munsters guy?
Adam's Family Guy. What's his name? The guy. Cruz.
Cruz.
Oh, guy
that
with, yeah,
Cruz,
the
right.
Penguin,
yes.
The penguin-looking guy.
Yes.
And, yeah, so then he ends up beating Trump, but in third was this guy Rubio, right?
Yeah.
And everybody say, oh, Marco Rubio.
He's our man. If he can't do it, no one can.
On up there to the east side, you know, he's, you know, moving up. And then I didn't watch this last New Hampshire debate. But I did catch the audio here.
Yes.
And we've got this. Now, I don't know what the hell happened to Rubio, but I can honestly predict here that I think he may have completely shot himself in the foot.
He's a Stepford candidate. I'm telling you, this audio you're about to hear, folks, of Rubio, and I don't know if we have Rubio fans out there, but this tells you he's a wind-up toy. He's like Woody from Toy Story, except he's not funny. Give a listen to what he had to say, and eventually I think Chris Christie just couldn't take it anymore. But give a listen to Marco Rubio, the candidate who's on point, on script, consistently.
And let's dispel once and for all with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
One.
But I would add this. Let's dispel with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Two.
We are not facing a president that doesn't know what he's doing. He knows what he is doing.
Three.
Fine. This notion that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing is just not
there
true.
There it is.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
There it is. The memorized 25-second speech.
Christie had it at that point. It's like, dude, you're going there again? Really? There it is. The 25... Let's dispel this notion. Now, again, this is a Stepford candidate, Rubio. I mean, he is younger than me. That's a problem. Now, when you're old enough to say a presidential candidate is younger than you, that's pretty scary, Super Don. But the guy, you know, does he have his own set of principles? Maybe on some level, but man, he's not grounded in the Constitution. I'm sorry. And here's your talking point, Rubio. We just want you to repeat this every time the mic is on for you. Just say that.
I'm going to use an actor analogy here, and I don't think I'm too far off base anyway, because really these guys are just a bunch of actors. You know, they're just a bunch of guys that have studied their lines, and most of them have an understudy, and you know, they're just out there trying to do performance. But listen,
I don't think Trump is. Trump doesn't have a script. I don't believe Trump has a script.
Well, not as much. He shoots from the hip quite a bit. But in this situation, listen. You could be the best actor in the world, okay? But when you get on that stage, if you completely flub, nobody's going to know, right? So maybe Cruz does have some great principles and a great platform stuff. But I'll tell you what, when you get on the stage and you screw up like that, when you're in a race against people like Cruz,
you look paper thin, man. Yeah,
it's not going to happen for you.
Cruz is much better on the debate stage. Not that, like I said, his wife being beholden to Goldman Sachs and the CFR, I'm not pleased with that.
Bernie Sanders, of course, speaks from his heart. He's a true believer in his socialist philosophy. Trump, the upside to Trump is that no one seemingly can control him until he becomes president, and then suddenly he learns who's in control. As far as Gary Johnson, we'll have to get him on now that those that still want to vote, you know, there's a libertarian out there. Maybe that's your viable option. So as far as that goes, though, just repeat, rinse, repeat, wash, rinse, repeat. Hillary Clinton, oh, my gosh. Ladies, Madeleine Albright thinks there's a special place in hell for you if you don't support her. Madeleine Albright, there's a special place in hell for Madeleine Albright for sending 100,000 Iraqi children to their deaths. That's another story altogether, but we've talked about that over time. All right, that's enough politics for one day, I think, but it was important to highlight and spotlight. And the reason why, if you look to Washington, D.C. to solve the problems that they either create or facilitate, you're being played. Just like we talked about the Super Bowl ads, it's one thing to watch the debates, it's one thing to watch the Super Bowl and commercials, it's another thing to actually believe them, like that Doritos are the thing that would send a baby out of the body because they want them so badly. I mean, genetically engineered corn could, I would say you're more likely to cause birth defects. That would be a truth. If that baby came out and it had birth defects, that would be a truthful advertisement. You know, relative
humor
to the,
cannot live in a world that is run by political correctness. It just, humor cannot exist in that environment.
No.
There is no humor.
And relative to the Zika virus scam, which is a cover for all the pesticides and all the vaccines and on and on, we'll continue to cover that. We've got more updates at robertscottbell.com. Including great articles from John Rappaport with the Rappaport Reports that are available here as well. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, let's go to a question of the day, shall we? I'm just still trying to catch up with all that you're sending me, but this one's pretty intense. From Valerie. She says, hello, RSV. My husband and I listen to your show every day. I have peripheral neuropathy in both feet. Very painful. Also, 3 herniated discs in my back and 6 bulging discs also, verified by MRI. I don't have diabetes. I was on narcotic pain meds for almost 20 years. She started with Lortabs, then oxycodone, then morphine, then oxycodone, then methadone for a year.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes. I mean, this woman, I'm just grateful she's still alive, what she's been through in that first phase there that she's communicating. Valerie, God bless you. She says, then I finally stopped taking narcotics in December of 2015, so just a month or so ago. I've been using Canavest Plus CBD Oil Gold. That's the great stuff. My wife's doing that too, of course. Also, taking your perspectives, I got some Alta Health Products, herbal organic silica with bioflavonoids. I tried to take the recommended loading dose of 3 tabs 4 times a day, but after a few days, my skin began to itch all over. So I stopped and now only take them once or twice a day and only one pill each time. Is the itching normal? Will it go away? I want to go back to loading phase, but what about the itching? Will it eventually stop? So this is a very interesting question. I've been thinking about it since it came through. I'm going to continue with her comments here before I answer the question about this. She said, since she goes on, Valerie says, my husband says that if I don't use the silica and the recommended dose to repair connective tissue, that the CBD won't work as well for me. Now, the CBD is going to do what it does regardless of the silica, because CBD is just wonderful in terms of taking out of the anxiety. It may not get rid of 100% of the pain, but a lot of the anxiousness, and that's a huge part of this, by being neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. So whether you're taking all that silica or not, the CBD is still going to help you. But she says, I can't deal with the itching. I take silver every morning and elderberry syrup. I'm on 2 different blood pressure meds. My thyroid is hypoactive. I take Synthroid in 2 pills. I also take soy plant-based estrogen due to a total hysterectomy at age 23 because of severe endometriosis. Can you believe that, Super Don? We talk about our teenage friends that have their gastrointestinal system resection. They wear bags. They attack women. They're practically teenagers still, and they'll remove their uterus and ovaries at 23.
At 23.
Yeah. Val says she's 48 now. She's also taking Effexor for depression. She wants to get off of it and go herbal, but I have no idea how to get off of that safely to make the change. I had knee surgery, she says, December 23rd of last year. Still at home recovering. I've been more depressed, not used to not working. Thanks in advance for any perspectives or recommendations you may have for me. Also, we both eat an organic diet. That's good. Best wishes to you and Super Don and Ty. We love you guys. Well, Val and your husband, we love you too. We appreciate you. And I'm just amazed that you have the wherewithal to listen to this program day in and day out, considering everything else that you're going through. My gosh.
Yeah, and what can you say? I mean,
my heart goes out to you.
Kudos she's really having to dig out from a big hole that she's been put in here.
Yeah. Now the itching, Super Don. Yeah, the itching. Yeah. I can only speculate because if I talk to you, I could ask you more questions. But one of those things, remember that the silica is not only about connective tissue everywhere, but the nervous system, the cells, the neurons. And along with silver, you can see regeneration of neural tissue, and that can often bring symptoms up, as the nerve cells become reactivated. That can be sensed as an itching sensation. It is possible. But it is also possible it's residual from all the medicines you've been taking that have hampered your liver. And as you do things that enhance liver function, the body begins to throw things out of the body, and that is including when the liver and kidneys are unable to handle it, out through the skin. So I want you to look at taking more things to support liver detoxification, as well as things like the skin and itch irritations homeopathic remedy from King Bio. One of the key remedies, if you're into single homeopathic remedies for this uncontrollable itching, is Mezerium, Mezereum. Mezerium. We're going to have to continue with this on the other side of the break. A few more thoughts, as well as, a McDonald's meal. 6 years old, what? A Happy Meal. Happy Meal, that no, not for Val. Itching. Not, yeah, no, not for Val. But how does it look 6 years later? But you didn't eat it, thankfully. We'll talk about it.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking this special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria.
Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm going to continue answering that question from Valerie. And it started with neuropathy, but she also talked about herniated discs, bulging discs. I mean, listen, that's not something you can just go in and adjust. Like, you think, oh, chiropractic adjust? No, you know, that's some serious stuff there. It's a lot of connective tissue weakness. There's no doubt about that. And that is why, you know, her husband's on her, right? It sounded like what she was relating. Please, honey, you got to take the silica. But if you're taking it and having that reaction, you know, is it possible there may be an allergy of some kind, some reaction to any of the botanical subcomponents? Because it is a whole food form of silica. And if that's the case, then, you know, I want to look into taking specific homeopathics to counter that. I mentioned the itching with Miserium. You know, in terms of neurological pain, Hypericum perforatum, which is known as St. John's wort, but in homeopathic form, is the most key remedy often for nerve issues. So Hypericum, if you're into single remedies homeopathics, or if you go to the combinations like Dr. King has, that's fine too. Also, you know, this is one area where the doc of detox has really been strong on dealing with issues like scar tissue, how to relieve that, how to unload on that. And, you know, look at what we've done with, you know, cleaning the water, making sure the cells are hydrated fully. That's the delivery mechanism and the detox mechanism. So there are mechanisms there. DocofDetox.com. Also, he's got his book, Healthy to 100, that he's made available for free download still for all the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. So if you go to Doc of Detox, maybe you already have, Val, but that's another area I want you to look into. There are a lot of options there. Reduction of inflammation, absolutely. Anything that you've got that's not damaging to the liver and kidneys from a botanical or homeopathic source or energy source of some kind. But that rebuilding of connective tissue is as critical as it can be. Magnesium may play a role here, magnesium deficiencies. But the silver also we've used locally on neuropathies too. You tend to regenerate neural function, neural integrity. The CBD over time seems to have some benefit there as well. I don't have one easy answer for you. But as I said, if you're triggered into itching, it could be, again, one of two things that that come to mind first and foremost, not knowing a lot more about your background, but what you said. One, the body is just reactivating the nerves, and this is the sensation. Two, the body is desperately, as you're giving it what it needs, trying to throw out the extra metabolites or accumulated toxic poisons from all the drugs, medicines you've been on that do hammer the digestive system, the liver, the kidneys, the colon, etc. I mean, remember, they came out with a new drug for constipation specific to opioids. Opioid-caused constipation. I think if they call it opioid-induced, I think it's OID. 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 Avoid the OID, right? So healing the gut is going to be critical there. So anyway, Val, write me again. Let me know if any of those things make sense or if I'm missing something from what you got. In terms of depression, there's homeopathic depression formulas. Sometimes what you're dealing with that chronic pain, you know better than anybody if you're in it. There's no simple solution necessarily. Maybe there is, but I don't know it at this moment. And I'm just trying to remain open. If something comes through me, maybe it comes directly through you or your husband, Val. Be open to whoever, you know, speaks that wisdom. Is that you, Super D? Wisdom coming through your phone?
Yes. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I want you to make sure you're going to avoid the drive-through or even the walk-up counter at Mickey D's, unless you're doing a science experiment. And if so, you can buy a Happy Meal today, put it away for 6 years in a time capsule, and that time capsule could be just out on your counter. And 6 years from now, it'll look the same. We've covered stories like this before. This is the latest. A woman kept it, a Happy Meal, untouched for 6 years. And the visual, if you've seen the picture, we have it linked up. Super Don will post it after the news break. But it looks pretty much like the day she bought it. She has the receipt and everything. Fries look the same. The chicken nuggets don't look nuggets any different.
Yeah. Interesting how that the stuff just doesn't seem to go bad. It doesn't mold. It doesn't decay. It just hangs in there.
Yeah. What kind of food can you put out as food and nothing will eat it? Nothing will eat it in nature. I mean, they're going to have to probably soak it in some Coca-Cola for it to dissolve.
That's true. And real quick before the end of the show here, speaking of stuff that people will eat, did you hear about the 58-year-old guy who died during the Krispy Kreme challenge?
Yeah, I heard it was a race where they had to chow down on a bunch of Krispy Kreme donuts.
He ate a dozen donuts while running a 5-mile race. He had a heart attack.
Not a good plan, my friend. Don't do that. Oh. All right, stand by. We got Dr. Bitar from tomorrow. How is that possible? We'll explain. But yes, he is going to be here after the break because, you know it, folks. Tell them. The power to heal is yours. Okay, I told them. I did. Honest. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks.
Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.